But alas, Cayley had misunderstood her. She could not imagine Cayley in love until she saw it, and tried too late to stop it. That was 4 days ago. She had not seen him since. And now, here was his letter. She dreaded opening it. It was a relief to feel that at least she had an excuse for not doing so while her guests were in the house. Mrs. Norbury recognized at once that Antony was likely to be the more sympathetic listener, and when tea was over, and Bill and Angela had been dispatched to the garden with the promptness and efficiency of the expert, dear Mr. Gillingham found himself on the sofa beside her, listening to many things which were of even greater interest to him than she could possibly have hoped. "It is terrible, terrible," she said, "and to suggest that dear Mr. Ablett—" Antony made suitable noises. "You've seen Mr. Ablett for yourself, a kinder, more warm-hearted man." Antony explained that he had not seen Mr. Ablett. "Of course, yes, I was forgetting. But believe me, Mr. Gillingham, you can trust a woman's intuition in these matters." Antony said he was sure of this. "Think of my feelings as a mother!"